From Fort O'Call, an abandoned trading station of the Hudson's Bay Company on the Peace River, nearly the whole tribe of the Athabasca Indians, now in possession of the station, had come up the river with their chief Knife in the Wind to see the Miconaree. They had already met people from the company and voyageurs, and once Father Lacombe, an elderly Jesuit priest, had lived with them for 3 months. But they had never seen a Protestant Miconaree before. The Athabascas did not really want to become Christian, but a courier from Edmonton had told them that a Miconaree was coming to their country to stay, and that he was bringing gifts. That was why they allowed themselves the luxury of curiosity. Even the squaws and papooses were there to see Oshodonto, their name for the newcomer. They waited for him near the rapids. When the canoe bearing Oshodonto approached, the Athabascas crowded on the banks and grunted
"Ahoog!"
in greeting. They were very surprised. Instead of a grey-bearded man, like Father Lacombe, they saw a round-faced, clean-shaven youth with yellow hair and a roundness of body like that of a month-old bear cub. They expected to meet a man that would speak their language, but they found a cherub who spoke only English, French, and Chinook, that common language of the north, and a few words of their language he had learned en route. Oshodonto tried to make himself understood, and soon gave them beads, tobacco, and some bright red flannel. 200 Indians sat around him and grunted
"Ahoog!"
Then they received his gifts and offered him the pipe of peace. But he saw that the Indians despised him for his youth, his fatness, his yellow hair as soft as a girl's, and his cherub's face. An Indian with a cruel face, called Silver Tassel, asked him,
"Why does Oshodonto travel to us?"
Billy Rufus answered, "To teach the way to Manitou the Mighty, to tell the Athabascas of the great chief who died to save the world."
"This story is told in many ways. Which is right? We have heard many different versions,"
replied the Indian. "The great chief is the same chief," answered the missionary. "If you tell of Fort O'Call, and Knife in the Wind tells of Fort O'Call, he and you will speak different words, and one will put in one thing, and one will leave out another. But Fort O'Call is the same, and the great chief is the same."
"It was a long time ago,"
said Knife in the Wind.
"Many thousand moons, as many as the pebbles in the river."
"It is the same world, and it is the same chief. And it was to save us," answered Billy Rufus, smiling. He was excited, because the first test of his life had come. Knife in the Wind threw an arrow into the ground angrily.
"How can the white man who died thousands of moons ago in a far country save the red man of today? Ahoog!"
"A strong man shouldn't tell such a weak tale,"
interrupted Silver Tassel brusquely.
"Are we children that the great chief sends a child as messenger?"
Billy Rufus did not know how to reply. In the pause, Knife in the Wind broke in two pieces the arrow he had thrown on the ground. As Billy Rufus was about to speak, Silver Tassel stood up, seized a young boy, and, running to the bank, dropped him into the river, saying,
"If Oshodonto is not a child, let him save the boy."
Instantly, Billy Rufus was on his feet. He took off his coat and jumped into the rushing current, crying, "In the name of the great white chief!" Then he shouted from the water, "In the name of your Manitou, Come on, Silver Tassel! Not pausing an instant, Silver Tassel dived into the dangerous flood too.